Good evening. It's Tuesday, January 21st, 2014, and I'm going to call this public hearing to order. Present this evening are council members, Mr. Hayna, Mrs. Capellini, Mr. Brown, Mr. Lutke, Mr. Milner, Mrs. Hussman, also clerk of council, Mrs. Booker, Sharon, and that wasn't working. Law director, Mrs. Brining, representing administration, we've got Mr. Aller with us, Chief Rodas, and Mr. Schroyer, and the mayor is with us as well, and we've got some guests here with us. So in this public hearing, we will welcome public comment on proposed zoning ordinance amendment ZA5-2013, which presents a zoning change for 7510 West Sylvania from M2 heavy industrial to B2 general business. The purpose of the amendment request is to allow for the construction of a new freestanding CVS store. It was referred to the Sylvania Municipal Planning Commission, and it was discussed at their October 16th meeting. The Planning Commission approved the request with the condition that traffic access meet the service director's requirements. And with that, I would ask if Mr. Aller has anything he'd like to comment on with regard to that before we open up to the public comment.
Sure. Initially, Mr. President, our review comments for the site included that the access provided for the site did not meet our access within. The accesses were not going to be far enough off of the intersection, both on King Road and on Sylvania Avenue. And that being a concern, we had discussed those accesses being right in and right out only, and eliminate the left-hand turn. The thinking being on Sylvania Avenue, left-hand turn in. The thinking being on Sylvania Avenue is the access for this site along Sylvania Avenue would be in the throat of the left-hand turn going from King to Sylvania. There are other places that have that. It is an accident concern because you have people that are pulling off into that left-hand turn. The people that think they're behind them or think they're making the turn onto, in this case, King Road, and before you know it, they've come to a stop and prevent a stop to get, prevent the accident. The issue on King Road was you have traffic traveling along King Road northbound. Their attention is on the signal. They haven't yet switched their attention to what's ahead. And once they're through that signal, then they would be onto that access point on King Road in a very short time. And again, being an accident concern. Planning Commission voted or recommended that the access points remain full access with the caveat that an acceptable agreement between the developer and service director be arranged so that should that property to the north on King Road ever redevelop, that an agreement be reached between those two parties and a common access be shared between that party and this current property, and then the access along King Road at that point then would become right out only, the left turn to the left. So a midpoint, if you will, on the discussions, but the access points for the site are a concern from the site.
One additional item, Kevin, that we did pursue both with the administration and the plan commission was a joint driveway between the CVS and the Anderson's Market parking lot. And we asked the developer to pursue that, and they got resistance, I think, from the Anderson's Market, or there was a price attached, pretty substantial price.
Yes, that's true, Mr. Mayor. That should cover that. We did arrange for the two parties, the property to the west is owned by Cougar Investors. It's obviously a group ownership there. And we did arrange for discussions between that property and the, what's being proposed as CVS. Those discussions were had. There was, were some requirements that CVS could not accept, and the city understood that. There was some monetary compensation that was requested. It was just too excessive to make that a requirement of the development. So, so saying that that wasn't going to occur, then we started working more on the language in those cross-access agreement between CVS and the city. So it became apparent fairly early in those conversations that that cross-access agreement with Cougar Investors and CVS probably not going to happen.
So have we gotten to a point of agreement on that? And I'm a little confused.
No, it's basically been preliminary.
Okay.
And then, if I may, was the Anderson Company directly involved with those discussions, or was it with the owners of the development?
It was with the owners of the development. I'm not privy as to if the owners of the development had that discussion. It was the discussions between the proposed developer at this site and that property to the west, which was approved by the west.
Okay. Because I know the mayor and I and Mr. Palmer spent a bit of time with the Andersons early on in that project, so because of their concern about the access that they had. They were at one point advocating for a signal at their driveway. I'm surprised if they were consulted that they would not, that they would have moved up.
I agree, Mr. Luki. I thought it was going to be a no-brainer from their side to get to the traffic light at King Farm.
Which concerns me that maybe it wasn't brought to their attention.
I can't answer that. We certainly brought it to the owning party.
A tenant and an owner sometimes have diverse interests.
I know.
Interest. Yeah, okay, thank you.
So, thank you, Mr. Aller. Mrs. Branning, do you have anything critical to add to that?
No, Madam President. I would just, we did work in the language that is on the affidavit of facts relating to the title. That was the negotiation. That was the best we could do.
Great. Okay.
I have a question for our law director.
Go ahead.
About where we stand with the Planning Commission, if we could take a moment before we take public comment.
Sure.
Okay, we got this approval. We got this approval from the Sylvania Municipal Planning Commission.
Right.
But this approval seems, as I read it, appears to be conditional.
Right. I'm working out this document.
Well, it seems to be conditional, subject to an approved site plan. Now, we can't do a zoning change subject to an approved site plan. We change the zoning.
Right.
We can change the zoning or we can not change the zoning. We can't change the zoning subject to an approved site. Well, that's essentially a planned development.
Mm-hmm.
And so what we have from the Planning Commission is something we can't do, a recommendation that we do something that we cannot legally do, if I understand this correctly. And I think we ought to send this back to the Planning Commission for clarification on whether they want us to approve the zoning or approve the zoning with the with a planned development for the piece, because those are dramatically different things. I mean, if we're going to get involved in examining ingress and egress out of that site, I think that would be appropriate. But we can't do that with a zoning change. We can only do that with planned development, if I understand this correctly. So it appears to me from just reading the language of the Planning Commission that they thought that we could insist on something that we maybe can't. Am I misreading this?
Actually, from the Plan Commission, I can tell you that the Plan Commission has used that tool in the past to get its approval before it came here with a recommendation. The recommendation is not City Council necessarily approved it with that requirement, but the Plan Commission wouldn't approve it until there was agreement in place about the ingress and egress from the south.
And we have that now.
We have that. And so you would not be approving it subject to that. That agreement's already on file. You would just be approving the zoning change.
So who is...
Mr. Aller, is that your understanding?
That's my understanding. I have not, Leslie, have we gotten the application?
Yeah, I have it, but it's not signed.
So if it's not signed, it's not done.
What happens if CVS or whoever is buying it sells that property to somebody else? Does that agreement go away? Yes, is the answer. Okay, so so that being the case, you know, if we're really concerned about, I'm very concerned. I drove by there again tonight, and I'm very concerned about that left-hand turn off at King Road. As a traffic matter, could we as a traffic matter prohibit a left-hand turn for 300 feet north of King Road?
That was actually part of my recommendation.
I mean, apart from the zoning, just as a traffic control matter, could we do that?
It could be recommended if a site does not meet our access management, which that would be a criteria.
If it was not what?
If it did not meet our access management criteria.
Yeah.
Which along King Road, we say that there should not be a drive for the first 305 feet. From the intersection of Sylvania Avenue, and the access should be a space 305 feet from that intersection.
But there's already a curb cut there, is it?
Yes.
So we can't get rid of that?
To get rid of that, it would have to be strictly on an accident report basis. And probably it would likely be something that the city would have to do. In other words, if we saw that we had several accidents or something in that area, then we would have to take a look at creating a left-hand turn or a bypass lane or something of that nature right there.
Okay, well, so as a matter of municipal traffic control, we could or could not prohibit left-hand turns on that first 300 feet north of King Road. First of all, is that in the city? Is the eastbound side of King Road there in the city? Isn't that in the township?
It is.
I mean, I'm having looked at it before. I looked at it today. I was concerned about both left-hand turns. I guess I'm not so concerned about the left-hand turn off of Sylvania. It's in the loading area, and I know that's not ideal, but we got the same sort of thing at Sylvania and McCord and the Speedway, and
it doesn't.
And I've lived with that, and that doesn't bother me too much. It doesn't seem to mess up anybody's life too badly, but the left-hand turn there from King into that CVS is very much like. It seems to me we'd have the same problem that you have the left-hand turn off on McCord into that, down on Central Avenue, into that plaza. You know, I mean, that's a bad place. I don't want to create that. I'm sorry?
By Avenue Bistro.
Yeah, turning into where the Avenue Bistro is, into that turn there. I mean, I don't want to do that. And that's exactly what we'd be doing here.
Mr. Hanum, I think you make a good point. We are here for a public hearing. Maybe we should open up to public comment, and then our council members can continue with their discussion. I think that might be helpful to the process here.
All right. Let's get the public hearing.
Yes. With that under control, why don't we open up to public comment? And first, we would invite anybody who is in favor of this change to please come forward, speak in the microphone, and give your name and address. So if you're in favor.
Good evening. My name is John Wontilla. I work with the Zarana Group. We're located at 14600 Detroit Avenue in Lakewood, Ohio. And I'm here as the applicant for the proposed rezoning change at Sylvania and King. A couple comments. I apologize, I got here a little late. I thought it was at 7:30. So I didn't hear all the comments. But you know, we did appear before the Planning Commission on two occasions. We did have a traffic report that we submitted. The traffic report and our traffic engineer did present at both Planning Commission meetings. The company's name is TMS Engineers, and the principal, Michael Schweikert, spoke about the traffic and his traffic study that was prepared for this location. Both the intersection and both driveways on Sylvania and this driveway in King were analyzed as part of the traffic study, and both were found to be at acceptable levels of service both now and in the future, you know, based on ODOT's requirements for projecting 20 years into the future with the projected growth. So we did obtain our approval from the Planning Commission. I thought it was conditioned only upon an agreement relative to future cross access, and that's when we initiated the discussions relative to the affidavit of facts. We're a developer. We've worked with CBS for 16 years. We're proud to have worked with them on many locations. We're eager to move forward with the project and respectfully request your favorable vote on this item. Thank you.
Thank you.
What is the status of the transaction with CBS? Is there an agreement that the zoning is approved? This deal will be done, or will there still have to be a transaction take place?
Yes. CDS, Zarempa is the contract purchase, so we have a contract on the purchase of the property. So there's, right now, Zarempa nor CDS owns the property, but we have a purchase agreement to buy the property.
I understand that. Do you have an agreement with CDS to build their building?
Yes, we do.
Okay, so
Zarempa will, when CBS will close on the land, once we have all our approvals, including building permit, CBS will be the purchasing entity, as we'll assign our purchase agreement to them, and we have an agreement with them to construct.
So they'll be party to the purchase?
Yes, they will be the purchaser of the property. We assign our purchase agreement to them.
So this is not a contingent project if they're there?
It's contingent upon getting all our approvals. So our purchase. But once we have our approvals, then we go forward and we proceed with the project. But we have an agreement with them in place to do that.
So you're not seeking zoning approval on the speculative chance that they'll...
Not at all.
Okay, thank you.
The traffic study was done in August,
yeah.
August 12th, in that area.
Yes.
I guess my question and my only concern is what impact on that traffic study would there have been if we would have done the traffic study in September when school's in session? A lot of traffic at that intersection is because of the high school traffic, kids going to school. And I think my concern is that the traffic study, I feel, should have been done at peak time, which would be September, not August. And I guess that's why I have a concern with the left turn also, because of when the traffic study was conducted.
Yeah, I don't have the exact date, but if the report was issued in August, then probably the traffic counts were done a month or so prior to that. So actual counts were conducted at this intersection, you know, noting the direction of all traffic in all directions at all four legs of the intersection. And then you project a certain amount of traffic based on this type of use. And what you do is you analyze what traffic engineers will do. They'll analyze the AM and PM peak hours. So the PM peak hour, invariably for that intersection, will generally be between 5 and 6 o'clock. So that is always the peak time. So you know, whether there's high school traffic still at that time, I'm sure there's some. But I might suggest that it might not be as great as you think, because the high school traffic would generally be, you know, more pickup and drop-off time, typical time.
Well, I live off of Erie Street, and I know what happens at 7 o'clock till 10 o'clock every day in the summer. And I know what happens from 7 to 10 when school kicks in. It is like night and day. You can hardly even pull out onto Erie Street at 7:30, 8:30, 9 o'clock in the morning. There's so much traffic. So I just feel it would have been more appropriate to do that traffic study during the school year rather than doing it in the summer.
Yeah, I understand. It certainly wasn't done. We didn't proceed in that timing, with that timing based on school not being in, you know, just a matter of when timing was as far as, you know, we had the project and we're moving forward with the project. And, you know, we met with staff early on, and it was identified that we need to do a traffic study. And so we did authorize the study right away. Now, Mr. Aller, it sounds like we might have done the actual counts. The more I think about it, maybe not. Again, I don't have the study, but it, generally, if the report was issued in August, we probably would have done the counts about a month prior to that.
Thank you.
As I read this traffic study, there's a proposed restricted access driveway along the north side of Sylvania, and the driveway is proposed to allow all ingress movements to the site and only the right turn egress movement from the site, right?
That's right.
Uncontrolled access on King Road, in and out. Sylvania, uncontrolled ingress, but right only egress.
Correct.
How is that incorporated into something here? Because as I'm looking at this action of the Planning Commission, that's not in here. Have you signed an agreement to that effect with the city?
I don't think there's been any agreement, but I think our Planning Commission approval was based on that site plan. So the plans that we submitted as part of our application were based on that.
Yeah, sorry about that. The site plan submitted does reflect that.
See, I'm hung up about this site plan thing and how that works with a zoning change. So we approved the zoning change. CVS sells it to Walgreens. Walgreens comes in and do whatever they want. Right? Right. That's right. So that's my concern. I mean, my concern here is that I don't think we have this legally structured quite the way we want it. Couldn't we have included? Maybe we could have included that in an affidavit, in the affidavit of title, for example. I don't know. We could maybe put that, get that in the chain. That would be one way to do it.
Right.
Or we could do it. And you know, the more we deal with these guys, and I don't mean CVS. I mean with these. I seem to have a problem every time we deal with one of these chain pharmacy stores. I'm almost inclined to think we ought to change our zoning code and make these a special use and require them to get special use permits, because they're always on high access corners and they have unique traffic issues and zoning issues. And if we use them and if we handle them that way, we could address that. Anyway, so we don't really have that access nailed down. We have an agreement with the current developer. And how is that binding on them?
Yeah. It's just reported. It's reported. So
in our zoning office.
At the recorder's office.
At the recorder's office.
Yeah, it is at the recorder's office. But it's just on the, it's just limits the owner, not any future owner.
Again, Mr. Hainer, I think you bring up some excellent points, and from being here from a public hearing perspective, these are things that you know, we can continue to evaluate.
Right.
We don't have to make any, take any formal action this evening, so I think they're all valid points to be considered and make sure we understand them fully. So, very good. Anyone else here to speak in favor?
Hi, Jerry Parker, I thought it was 7:30, but.
You know, we still have some confusion. Yep.
No.
And your address,
It's 1 Seagate, downtown Toledo, Ohio, 6145.
Thank you.
Good evening, everyone. Leslie and I worked on this affidavit, I got here a little bit late, so there's an issue about incorporating something into the affidavit, you understand?
The discussion that we were having is about the limitation on the agreed limitation on the ingress and egress.
Okay.
And the traffic study, I mean, there's some concern about the ingress off of King Avenue. I've looked at the traffic study, I understand what the conclusion was there. I have some more discussions with Kevin about those. But the but specifically, the traffic study agreed, and apparently the site plan states that there will be unlimited ingress off Sylvania, but right only egress onto Sylvania. And I was wondering how that was, legally enforceable. Maybe you can tell me how it's.
Well, it wants to be part of your site plan approvals. I assume there's a site plan approval, is there not? So that's a condition of site plan approval. It can't be changed unless you get the site plan amended. So that's enforceable. No change to that site plan can be effectuated without amendment to the site plan, so I think that would do it.
The comment was made if CVS were to sell the property, a new owner couldn't come in without making application to the city requesting that sure. Modification be amended. So I think that was a concern is in the future, can that be changed? I don't think it can be changed without a permit to do so. In order to do it, to get a permit, you'd have to submit something to the city to get that approval. So we, but as stated earlier, we're okay with adding that to the affidavit prepared and negotiated, because again, CVS is well aware of that restriction.
I came in at the tail end, comfortable with that. Leslie and I can work out the appropriate language. We'll give you double safeguard. I think the site plan certainly does it, because any change to that site plan would have to come through Planning Commission or administration forever.
Administration.
And if you want to have a double protection, CVS is willing to do so.
Okay.
Thank you. Is there anyone else here that's interested in speaking in favor at this time? I don't think there's anyone present to speak against this, but if so, I would invite that person to step up at this time. Okay. I don't know if council members have other discussion that they'd like to have at this time, other questions, especially now that Mr. Parker has been able to join us. I think we've had a good discussion. Any other?
It appears, Mr. Brown, from looking at the traffic study, those traffic counts were done on August the 6th.
So I don't, I would look forward to any feedback from council members about action at this point in time. I really think that our sense is that we just are taking all public comment under consideration. Some of the things that Doug has brought forward were some things that we probably want to take under consideration. If there would likely be no action at this time, a report out at the council meeting, but is that the pleasure of the group? Mark, you look like you have a question.
Well, I think this just doesn't seem as tidy as these things usually are here, you know. It's uncommon to hear the service director express concerns during the hearing. Like obviously there's still concerns. I'm happy to do what council wants, but it just seems like it's not quite as left down as in my life.
Well, we don't have legislation on the table for tonight. And we're going to have our law director and Mr. Parker here to have some additional discussions. And I think we have, so I don't think we have to do anything tonight. We've taken our public comment. Let's have these discussions and we can go from here.
And I think actually, Mr. Lukey, that's pretty common, that we have public, taken public comment, and then we take a moment to consider all that public comment, digest what everybody's at, and then come back with a recommendation and legislation to be prepared.
Misunderstanding something. Is nothing going to happen tonight then in terms of a recommendation for legislation? Because I'm a little confused.
That's the question I'll take.
Well, there is no legislation prepared for tonight. This is only a public hearing.
My question is, are there any other open issues? I was not aware of any other than adding this clause about the egress.
I do have a question, and it started with Mr. Hanum bringing it up. Is there going to be work in the title work or some other affidavit that if this property is developed by somebody other than CVS and this gentleman right here, once the zoning has changed, are these curb cut agreements still in place or can they be ignored by somebody else?
They're still in place. They'll be recorded.
Okay, that's the assurance that I think council needs to know.
They'll be recordable as a recordable affidavit. It has an acknowledgement on it. It has legal descriptions. It is intended to be recorded and will be recorded.
So when the property is transferred to CVS or the developer.
Even if it's not, yeah.
But when it is, these become part of the title history and stay in place, so they affect all future owners if it would happen to not be developed right now.
No wiggle room.
Yeah, the affidavit of title is, but not the site plan. The site plan is, once we approve the zoning, we're done. Council's done. Then the site plan is an administrative approval. Which makes this approval by the Planning Commission a little troubling to me.
The only other choice the Planning Commission would have had would have been to deny it because the property was too small and the requirements for the curb cuts couldn't be met. So we tried to use another tool to do it, and it was successful.
No, I know we're trying to work something out. I get that. I just want to make sure that what we work out
I want to make sure it's in the title path, including that one on Savigny Avenue. Let's get it in there and answer these questions so you can proceed with it.
So on the table, is there a recommendation to approve the zoning subject to the incorporation and execution and recording of that affidavit? Is that where we're at?
No. All council can do tonight is request that the legislation be prepared, and then they'd act on it when it's brought back. And in the meantime, this affidavit issue can be resolved. We'd come back the next council meeting with that issue answered and the legislation ready to be brought to question.
Okay, what date is that?
2 weeks from yesterday.
Okay, thank you very much.
Thank you.
We just need to have report about the hearing,
I think that's exactly right, and request the affidavit be prepared and the legislation be prepared. Mm-hmm. Okay. With that, is there a motion to adjourn the public hearing?
So moved.
Second? Actually, we need an official. Is there a second?
Second.
This meeting will be considered adjourned. Thank you very much.
Thank you.